Welcome to FYM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Dafim Base in the Oiz Vodar edition, Perek Chamishi, towards the beginning of Aloha Aleph. We're starting in the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah just told us that if a person put a Gaddish, he put a pile of grain on top of Leket, so we give him a Knas, and there and all everything that's touching the ground belongs to the Ani. Says the Gemara, Imi B'Shem R'Shim Lakish, we're in Dafim Beis. The Bechamai, that is, she is Bechamai. The Bechamai, Hefker, La'anim, Hefker. Meaning, according to Bechamai, there's no issue giving the status of a leket to more grain than what really leket is. Why? Because we know leket is potter min ha'maaser. If a person comes and says, I want to add to the leket, so he's taking more grain and saying, this will belong to that name. He's doing Hefker designated for the poor only. According to Beit Shammai, any hefker, even if it's only for a certain group, if it's only for the anim, is considered to be a hefker. And it's all potter min ha'maaser. So I have no problem with the fact that I have here something which was originally leket, and then I have something which is not really leket, but Chazal told us that you must make a leket as well because of the knas. Because at the end of the day, even if it's not leket, it's hefker la'anim, and according to Beit Shammai, they're both a potter min ha'maaser. Now here, according to the Gra, what Rav Chaim brings is missing a part of the Gemara. The Gemara adds a sentence we'll have later in Amud Beis. Ukebeis Hillel anim me'asrim v'oichlem. According to Beis Hillel, the anim need to be meiser. Because according to Beis Hillel, hefker l'anim is not hefker. So the part which is not leket, you must give meiser out of it. So what's the problem? The problem is anim will know the difference. How will the poor know what's original leket and what is a knas leket? So, what the Gemara is saying, says Reb Chaim, that according to Beis Hillel, this Mishnah doesn't work. We can't be that you add to the leket and make anim go into a problem of not giving maaser, your machshav anim. Says the Gemara, Omer le'avaso shamanu shu potter maaser shehefker beis din hefker. Says, no, the reason why it's potter maaser, even though it's only for the anim, is not because the Baal HaBayis is doing the hefker, because beis din doing the hefker. And when Beis Din have the ability to take away money that belongs to somebody. So even though Mi'ikar Adin, this Tvua, is obligated in Maaser, but come Beis Din, come Chazal, Chachomim, and they take away the obligation of Maaser, and that's why there's no Yisur Maaser here, and that's why our Mishnah works according to Beis Hillel as well. And now the Gemara is going to go into a sugyo of Efker Beis Din Efker. How do we know the Efker Beis Din Efker? So the Gemara says, Ksiv. Someone who doesn't listen to the leaders, doesn't show up, all his properties will become cherem. How can you take away a mammon that belongs to somebody else? The answer is, that's the power of Beis Din. Here's the source. The Beis Din have the ability to take away property that belongs to somebody and make it ownerless, make it hefker. Says the Gemara, minayin shu poter min ha'maaser. How do we know that a hefker Beis Din, when Beis Din make a hefker, that it's potter min ha'maaser? Where is the source of this in the Mishnah? Now, as the first you point out, the following Gemara doesn't belong here. The following Gemara belongs to a sugya and shkolim. But because we're going to bring a proof from our Mishnah, so the Yerushalmi is quoting this Gemara that belongs to shkolim and brings it over here, like many times the Yerushalmi does. So even though really coming to proof of our Mishnah, and it's only coming in the end of the sugya, it's still put over here. So the Gemara says, now try to bring a raya that Hefker Beis is potter min ha'maaser. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah son Bredi of Yitzchok, Baracho, Shom Alei Minado. He heard it from the following. Ein ma'abim sashono loy b'shvis v'loy b'moitzi shvis. Beis Din don't have the ability to add a month to the year on Shemitah, and not the year after Shemitah. V'im Hebrua arezu mu'beris. But if they did do it in Hebrew, they did add a month to the year, they made it a leap year, so it is Chodesh Hebrew, and you do have an extra month of the year. Now, ask the Gemara, b'chodesh echot shu moitzeif loy potter hu mi'maaser. But when you add a month to a Shemitah year, so that month, your potter, that additional month that was added to the year, is potter min ha'maaser. Because in Shemitah, you're potter min ha'maaser. How can you be potter min ha'maaser because Chachom decided to add a month? So you see from here, that hefker Beis Din hefker is potter min ha'maaser. Beis Din coming telling you, I'm adding a month to the year, and you mele whatever belongs to Shemitah is potter min ha'maaser because of the power of Hefker Beis Din, and the Gemara is going to discuss this back in a moment and bring a different option. Says the Gemara, Kedon Shvis, Moitzi Shvis, Minayin, according to the gifts of the Goren, Maitaimo, Meaning, what's the reason that you don't add a month to Moitzei Shvita? Says the Gemara, Omar Abon Shalal Rabbi is Beisur Chodesh. Because if you add a month of the year, which month are you adding? The month of Adar. You cannot eat the new Tavua of this year until Tetzai Nisan, the second day of Pesach, when they bring Karbonoim. So if I'm delaying the year by adding a month to it, meaning I'm delaying Pesach because now Adar is longer, so I'm not going to have the Omer for another month. So in another month, for a whole month, Am Yisrael cannot eat the Tavua Chadash, cannot eat the Chadash. So that's the reason they said don't add a month to the year in Moitzei Shvita. So basically they weren't saying, on Shvita don't add a month because you're adding a month for Yisur Meiser. On Moitzei Shvita, the year after Shvita, don't add a month to the year because of Yisur Chadash. And the year after Shvita, I have no Tavua from previous years because the previous year was Shvita. So I'm relying on the new Tavua. That's the reason I don't add a month to the year in the year after Shvita. Says the Gemara, Rav Zehi, Rav Shur Avo, Adot the Temat Shloi Tir Rebbe Levi Yerek Chutz Laaretz Laaretz. That's as long as we had a gzeiro not to bring vegetable from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael because of the gushim, because of the earth that's connected to it, that has tuma. So we had a gzeiro not to bring. So the only vegetables, the only fruits and vegetables that I had in Eretz Yisrael was what grew in Eretz Yisrael because I couldn't bring from Chutz Laaretz. Says the Gemara that Mimbesa Mimbeis Avam Mishiti Rebbe Levi Yerek Mechutz Laaretz. But once Rebbe said you're allowed to bring vegetables from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. So you do have other ways to eat fruits and vegetables in Eretz Yisrael. I don't have to rely only on Eretz Yisrael produce. So then, Hishviz, Hishnei Shavua. There's no difference between Shvita and the next year, because I have what to rely on coming from Chutz Laaretz. Says the Gemara, Tani, Ein Ma'abim Sashono, Loi B'Shviz, Ela B'Shar Shnei Shavua. I don't do Ibur Hashono on Shvita, only other years of the cycle. V'im Ibruo, a reason Mubers. If they did do Ibur, it works. Omar Mano Adoya Teirin Barishoino, Shoya Shonim Kesidrom. That used to be in the beginning, when the years acted normally, meaning that the Tvua would grow in the end of the winter. So if you add a month to the year, now you cannot enjoy the Tvua for another month. Aval Akshav Shein Hashonim Kesidrom, but now that the years don't act normally, and anyway, the Tvua does not ripe until a few months into the summer. He, now the Girso is, he Moitzei Shviz, he Shashay Shavua. I don't care if it's Moitzei Shmita or any other year of Shmita. Because Moitzei Shmita, what's the reason that I don't want to add a month because of Yisur Chadash? But now that anyway, nature changed. And I'm not going to have Tavua anyway until the summer, so I don't mind adding another month. Just say, oh, Rovi, according to the Girso, the Gemara that we have here, the Gemara is putting in another source, speaking about Shmita only. And now going to speak about Moitzei Shvita, which belongs to Amud Aleph, where we said not to add a month to Moitzei Shvita. So the Girsa, the way it's printed, not the Girsa that the Goyen and the Reb Chaim say, it's really Gemara saying there's no difference between Shmita and other years of Shvita. Meaning I don't care about another month, because anyway, the cycle is not the same. And I'm not relying on the Tavua of Shmita to live, because anyway, I can't eat the year after Shmita until everything is ripe, and that'll take much longer. Says the Gemara, Tani Shabbeisu Gamliel Ibrua b'Moitzei Shvita Miad. Meaning, in the house of Gamliel, they did do Ibrua Shana in the year after Shmita, and it was not a problem, as the Gemara just said. Omar Avin in Minado Leisa Shvamin Oklum. Okay, so now the Gemara discussed the sugya of Ibrua Shana. What did it bring from here? A raya that Hefker based in Hefker, and because that's the reason they can't another month of the year. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Why not? Shamor's Chedesh Aviv, Shamreu, Achiyovo, Bechidushay. It's not a din hefker based in hefker. It's a gzera deraisa. The Torah told you, Shamor's Chedesh Aviv. Make sure that Chedesh Nisan comes in the springtime. And it should come, that's when you have the Chedesh of Nisan. So I have a gzera sekasov that I need to add a month to the year in order to make sure the Chedesh Nisan comes in spring. That's the reason if you're born and add a month, it's potter mina ma'aser. Not because hefker based in hefker, but because that's the gzera deraisa. There's no raya over here that hefker based in hefker is potter mina ma'aser. Says the Gemara, vaido means like vadai, for sure. Omrado, we have a raya from here. We're from our Mishnah. Kodish shloi luka tachtov. Kodish that the leket is still under it. And he put a pile of grain on top of it. Ramana bishop shimon lokish devit shamai. So we learned in our Gemara that the only way you could say that whatever is connected to the ground is chayav and leket. It's only according to Beit Shammai that all the hefker lanim is hefker. Because if not, how are you going to be potter min ha-maiser? Amar Rav Yasa shamanu shu potter min ha-maiser is divya kol yi Mishum, and here the girsa of the Goyin is Mishum Hefka based in Hefka. That's like what I said before. The reason why it's potim according to Beis Hillel because of Hefka based in Hefka. That's his potim without Meiser. Meaning that our Mishnah goes very well according to Beis Hillel. Because even according to Beis Hillel, there's no problem to do a knas and give that name more because Hefker Beisdin is Hefker, and here's a riot that Hefker Beisdin Hefker takes away the Chiyuv of Meiser right from our Mishnah. Now, the next few words the Mefarshim discuss over here. The Gemara says, Ukevesil ani me'asrim ve'oichlim. So either we erase this, this is where we said before that this sentence belongs to the beginning of the sugyo, when the Gemara was trying to prove that you must say according to Besil, Hefka Beisdin Hefka, because if not, you want to tell you that anim need to be Meiser? Or it belongs over here, according to the Mara Puldo, the Gemara says it's Bitbil. Obviously, it works according to Bisil, because it can be that Ani Ma'asrim Vo'ichlim, that they're going to require that Ani to be Ma'aser, whatever is a Kanas, and they're not going to know the difference. That's not possible. So, Akarcha, you're saying this Potter Ben Ma'aser. How can it be Potter Ben Ma'aser? You see from here, Rayo, that Hefker Beis Din is Poiter Mina Ma'aser. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Mem Beis.